It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Right now, they're teetering on mutiny in that locker room. And I don't want to be alarmist or like hyperbolic. Thank you. I don't. But I was in that locker room after the game on Sunday. The defense is mad at the defense. The offense is mad at the offense. You have young receivers who are literally throwing tantrums on film. And Pop Douglas and Jalen Polk, and good on Pop Douglas for owning that this week and walking, you know, kind of saying that he's got to be better and all that kind of stuff. But I said this before, and I'll say it again. You're at the point now with 52 other guys in that locker room that all watch these two quarterbacks practice every single day, that all know that they drafted Drake May 3rd overall. And at what point in time does some of these guys say to themselves, why am I going out there and getting my butt kicked every single Sunday and Drake can't? Like, why am I going out there with a quarterback who can't get me the football when we have the Ferrari back in the garage that can get me the football, but I'm Jalen Polk. I'm supposed to go run every single route as hard as I can, and I'm supposed to, you know, lay it all out on there for the team. What team? Remember the Titans.
Evan Lazar on Patriots.com. Have we checked? He's still employed.
Heaters.
Employed by the Patriots, right? The man, he's still drawing a check there, I think.
I don't want to jinx it, but I don't know. I can't confirm that.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, wish on anyone to lose a job out there, but I'm genuinely curious.
He hasn't deleted his Twitter account yet.
Give me the man's
Twitter
bio.
Egg and Ralph. He didn't go full.
What's it saying in his bio? That was Evan Lazar on the Patriots teetering on a mutiny, as he said, here at High
he
Noon.
He is.
On Jones and Keefe. What's his description there?
His Twitter bio says, senior reporter and host of Patriots Catch 22 at Patriots.com.
Patriots.com.
Thanks to at Gerton11 for putting up with football season. Thoughts are my own.
Gerton11.
Gerton11 is a person named Jess, I assume is his wife.
Ooh, it's a lady.
It's one of these posts are protected. So she's maybe bashing the Patriots, doing it quietly, though. Maybe she's...
But she's like, you won't be able to see this, Patriots.
Wait. So in his bio, his wife or girlfriend or whatever, now her tweets are protected.
Uh-huh. What does it mean?
Something to think about. She's getting some shrapnel from the big scoop here.
That's right.
Maybe that's what's going on. Yikes. Uh-huh. Okay, wow. Did not realize that. So Evan Lazar, we believe, is still a Patriots employee at this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Saying the Patriots are teetering on a mutiny. We're going to talk to Alex Van Pelt, Patriots offensive coordinator, coming up about 25 minutes from now. I was about to say 15 minutes from now. 25 minutes from now at 12:30 here on a Patriots Friday. He is also, for the time being, still a Patriots employee.
Wow.
Yes?
No, it's just wow.
Oh, wow.
Just in general.
No,
there's a lot going on
quite
there.
Quite a story. Gerard Mayo is such a story. Gerard Mayo was asked about it earlier today by Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald. This is a pretty good back and forth. Can I hear this, Nick?
Jerod, on Wednesday, you made clear that you're not, you know, worried about the state of the locker room at 1-3. A team employee on a team review show yesterday said he felt the team was teetering on a mutiny. That's a quote. Understanding what that means, have players demonstrated to you they want a change in leadership and or openly defied your orders or those of your coaches?
Yeah, look, my focus is definitely on the Dolphins, 100%, and the guys in the locker room. So I haven't heard that, and I mean, that's journalism for you. I'm not sure.
Okay, so stop. Because Callahan has a question. That's journalism for
you. That's journalism. Hashtag that's journalism.
That's one of your coworkers. That's a coworker, Jerod.
I mean, kind of.
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's a Patriots employee.
He is a team employee, technically. Yeah, I guess. I mean, letter
Keith,
of the law.
Key for that.
I never heard $64 million.
The web employees, those are coworkers of ours here.
Yeah. He's got a locker next to Joey Sly.
Yes.
He's right in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they get paid by Lazar. The same guy, I guess.
Yeah. Lazar puts on the eye black just like everybody else when he goes out there to report.
Hey, but that's journalism.
That's just a weird line by Mayo. What do you mean? I thought you said you didn't care what people write.
I'm surprised he wasn't like, well, at my time at Optum.
I thought you don't care about what people write. I thought that doesn't bother you. People can say whatever. That's journalism for you? Okay. This is a weird
line
about a Patriots employee.
Right.
I know you're not happy about the story, but that's an odd line. Anyway, Callahan followed up.
But he also starts, it is very Belichick, where it's like, hey, there's this story out there that the locker room's teetering on a mutiny. Yeah, we're focused on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe clean up the mutiny first, and then worry about the Dolphins.
Yeah, maybe it'd be easier to beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, less mutinies.
Subtract the mutiny. I think that would probably help, if I'm being honest.
Get in there, get rid of the mutiny.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he doesn't want to talk about it.
Mutiny away. And fix that problem. Hmm. So Callahan had a follow-up, though?
I mean, that's journalism for you. I'm not sure.
It's from the team, so I wanted to check with another team employee here.
No, like I said, like I haven't heard that and try not to pay attention to that stuff. So you got to ask
him. Man, I'll tell you, Mayo really picks and chooses whether these reports or the media is something he pays attention to or knows about. Yeah. I don't know about it, but I know everything. The players know everything. I talk to the players through the media, he has said.
Yep.
But only certain. So what do we listen to? What do we not listen to?
You didn't hear the report about your team has a mutiny in the locker room? You missed that one?
And another employee decided to scrub it from the internet,
right? And it's been there weren't a bunch of internal emails about this story that way we scrubbed from the interwebs.
They do.
You didn't hear about that one?
You didn't hear about that at all?
No one passed that along to you?
No.
Okay. You're not very plugged in.
Yeah.
That should be the follow-up. Maybe you don't really know what's going on then, Jerod. No one bothered to tell you. It's kind of a big story about your team and your locker room. No one bothered to tell you. That should tell you a lot about where you stand.
But you can even, let's say you did hear about it or didn't. It almost doesn't matter because it's now been brought to your attention.
Yeah.
So you can say, there isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Dietrich Wise, whether he heard it or not, we asked him about the Vaughn Godchaus thing, and he's like,
not a no.
He's like, I didn't hear that, but no.
Yeah.
That's what Wise just told us 2 hours ago.
It's not a no from Mayo.
Right? Like, if you start, like, analyzing the question, I mean, like, I never heard it, like, where'd it come from, or you repeat, like, all that stuff, is like, all right, forget about when it came out. Maybe you weren't locked and loaded on the Catch-22 show, but I'm telling you about it right now.
Yep.
Like, is there a mutiny? I don't know, focus on the game.
Yeah.
You're focused on the game?
So that's not a no.
Just say no.
You're right. Wise said no.
Yeah.
Jelani Tavai did not.
No.
Jelani Tavai was like,
he's like, what time does it start? When's the mutiny?
No, he again, let me get his exact wording on this.
He was on,
like, first I've heard of it. He was on the Greg Hill show. Yeah. I don't know about that. It's not a no. I don't know about that. I do like the reporting tactic, though, from Callahan, where he's like, well, the report came from the team.
Team guy.
To the team guy. Your employee, your coworker.
How do you think? Are you sure about that?
He passed in the hallways.
How do you think Evan Lazar
run into him at the water cooler?
How do you think Lazar's last 24 hours have been?
I can't imagine it's gone great.
We do have an update from Lazar. He was quoted as saying,
I'm shook.
I bet he's had more conversations with people that he hasn't really been talking to over the last month.
No, he's
today
heard,
and yesterday than he has in a long time.
Yeah, I'd imagine he's been called into the principal's office on that one for sure.
Yep.
That doesn't make him wrong, by the way. And I just again,
no, in fact, I think you know you're onto something when the reaction is the way that it is.
Thank you.
If he just said that normally and there wasn't one, you're like, all right, that's just a bad take. How many bad takes are there? Bad takes? Listen to our show. Dime a dozen.
Oh.
You're going to get bad takes left, right, and center.
Multiple times per segment.
But we're not getting our boss coming down and be like, don't put that on the podcast. Like,
right now, they're teetering on in that locker room.
Gross.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
I read it differently.
We read that. That's your kind of thing.
I was like, about time.
Got it there. Yeah.
Could be anything.
I'm a bit of a prude.
Yeah, I got it.
Makes
gross.
Sense.
Like, no, not gross.
That's my thing.
That's my cup of tea.
So,
yeah, but you would think you would just sort of be like, no. Like, I don't know. You can even say, let's pretend he had no idea and it never got brought to his attention this morning. Well, I'm sure it did. I'm sure everything of any note is passed along to the coach. Even Belichick, who would make all his jokes about, like, you know, social media and everything else. Somebody's telling him everything that's going on, at least the stuff that matters.
Yeah.
So somebody did tell Mayo that story. And like, hey, you're going to be asked about it. Let's say hypothetically they didn't. Fine. Still a great opportunity to bat it down.
Yeah.
In the late great Dikembe Mutombo, you could reject it, finger wag it, and move on.
There's no mutiny here.
Instead, wow, I got the Dolphins game, and I don't really know where that came from. And like, you know, hey, it's hashtag it's journalism.
That does speak to, like, let's say there is a mutiny. They're like, we lose to the Dolphins.
Ooh.
I got a pitchfork in my locker. I got a torch in my locker. We are storming somebody's office.
Yes.
I don't think the mutiny is against Mayo. Like, this is what I keep going back
to.
No, but
shouldn't the head coach prevent the mutiny? Isn't that the head coach's job?
No, but it's your purview. I agree with that. Yeah. Like, you're in charge of the locker room.
Yeah, but it's not
like,
versus you.
But I don't think, but I think Mayo agrees with the players is my point.
Yeah.
The players who want to go to Drake May, I think he's with them. So,
but then at some point,
when he says, yeah, we're focused on the Dolphins, I'm not going to say no that there's a mutiny because he kind of wants to be a part of the mutiny.
So you might be right.
He wants to lead the charge into Wolf's office.
All right, but say you're a player and you're on offense. Let's just say you're Pop on the Tape Douglas, for example.
Sure.
And you want Drake May out there.
Okay, hang on. Let me just visualize
you're
this.
You're Pop on the Tape.
No touchdowns.
Pop off the team.
Yeah.
Pop off on the team Douglas.
I'm Terrell Owens. Okay, got it. I think I'm in character now. Yep.
Hall
good.
Famer.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Give me the damn ball. Got
you're
it.
Yeah. probably mad at both Jacoby Brissett and Alex Van Pelt.
Yep.
But at some point, don't you then look at the coach and be like, so it's not your decision?
Right.
Right.
You're not in charge of this? What exactly you do here?
I think it turns on him. So like, on the one hand, you're like, hey, we agree. And then you're like, well, wait a minute. I'm a player. I can't make that change. You're the head coach. So you can't keep telling me you agree with me and then make no change. So I think eventually it kind of turns towards the guy who should be in charge. Whether he is or he isn't is sort of up for debate. But I think the players eventually will turn to, like, if you lose this game on Sunday and there's the offense struggles again, and then Mayo is Monday morning on the Greg Hill Show, Jacoby's our guy, people will be losing their minds, and it's going to turn to him. It's going to get on to him.
So this weekend, and again, understand at the heart of the report, take, whatever, from Evan Lazar, they're teetering on a mutiny.
Mm-hmm.
At the heart of that is the quarterback decision. Guys are frustrated that the offense stinks. And we'll ask Van Pelt about that. They're 32nd, as you pointed out, Keith, out of 32 in passing yards per game.
Last.
31 out of 32 in scoring per game.
Take that, Dolphins.
And the team they're playing this week is 32nd, the Dolphins.
All right.
So I think there's a lot of frustration about that and what you could get out of Drake May. And you have to wonder if this weekend, the backdrop of this story, a mutiny in the locker room, and the actual performance on the field, you have to wonder if that combination changes the timeline for Drake May. And I'm fearful that the team has a plan, and you hear from Rap Sheet and Schefter earlier this week here on WEEI Afternoons talking about they have a plan. Drake May will be out there at some point this year, says Rap Sheet, but it's not going to be for a while. There's no urgency to get him out there. Can all that flip on a dime this weekend if they play poorly, the crowd turns, the locker room is already at a boiling point? Could that all turn this weekend?
I think there's a chance because I think the crowd could get real ugly. And not that you make your decisions based off the crowd, but even Bill Belichick, it felt like, gave in a few years ago when in comes Bailey Zappi. And there's the, you know, how many times did Mac Jones start, get benched, in comes Bailey Zappi? And that was fans losing their minds for Bailey Zappi.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what it's going to sound like if it's ugly the next 2 weeks in Gillette with Drake May sitting there. Like, really the only option you have. Everybody else that's probably worth a damn has played. They're going through linemen like crazy because they're all getting hurt.
Yep.
And then the other positions, I guess maybe you could argue for Javon Baker, but it's almost like, what does it matter? Everybody else has played, and you're not waiting for somebody to come back. You're not like, hey, wait till so-and-so comes back off. I mean, I guess Kendrick Bourne, maybe. But, like, it's really all about Drake May. So, yeah, I think it could turn. And at some point, too, doesn't Robert and Jonathan Kraft have the same feeling when they're like, all right, we listened to the football guys for a while, but this is ugly, and this is a hard watch week to week. What are we doing?
The crowd, to me, is what could turn it. I mean, if it's ugly and they're getting booed, that's where ownership says, exactly, what are we doing? why are we doing this? I know we have a plan.
Just like by the fourth quarter, there's nobody in there.
Right.
Like that's, they don't want that.
Nick said earlier this week, he was talking about some of the tickets that have sold on the secondary market. That market is cratering.
Yep.
And so that's the kind of stuff that ownership cares about. Are people going to be there? Are people going to spend money? Are people going to invest in this team? If they don't, how does it look? How can we fix it? And the quarterback seems to be front and center on that one. So we'll talk to Alex Van Pelt, Patriots offensive coordinator, as part of our coordinator series here on Jones and Keefe. He's going to join us 15 minutes from now-ish.
Excellent.
On a Patriots Friday.
All right.
Get to the bottom of this mutiny.
AVP.
Why? Yeah. What's the problem on offense? You're 32 out of 32. That's not so good.
He's been dealt a tough hand, admittedly.
Where's the motion on offense?
What do you do with 2-8 unsuited? What do you do?
Your move.
I would play.
How are we handling
I'm all in.
Ramondre Stevenson and his fumbling issues? Like, these are all things we can get to with Alex Van Pelt on a Patriots Friday. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I phrased it as teetering after I heard Devon Godshaw, but losing the locker room or having mutinies. Look, fear the players only meeting. I think that that's what you have to bear in mind. But as Mayo himself used to tell me when he was on our show, he's like 80% of the guys are right there in the middle. 10% are pulling the wrong way, and 10% are pulling exactly the right way.
Right.
It's which 10% wins. And when you see Bentley go down and Andrews go down, you've got two massive leaders on both sides of the ball whose voices are not going to be heard. And it's kind of a young team, too, in some respects. So young players who don't have a backlog of experience in what the NFL could be like and the length of time that an entire season encompasses, they could start to freak out about, oh, what about me? They don't know what they're doing. I think that's the extent of the mutiny that I would see. So I would find it hard to call mutiny. Mutiny means they storm the coach's office and say, you're done. You can't coach us.
Right. Josh McDaniels or something like that, right? Like, yeah, that's not happening.
I think it would be better phrased as frustration bordering on resignation. But nobody has that kind of time for 9 syllables to describe it.
I'll tell you, Keith.
Yes?
You're kind of the expert in coming up with, like, snappy hashtags.
That's true. I've had a bunch. It's crazy. I'm not even trying to.
Anyone but Brissett is really catching on.
ABB.
From what I've heard.
That's right.
People are jumping on that one.
Yep. Sick of Sway.
Sick of Sway.
Yeah. Don't break Drake.
Don't break Drake. What was your bussy one?
Oh, bussy or bust.
Bussy or bust.
Yeah, because it can't be Corpusalo. It's also kind of a good one.
No. What did we say? Corpusstinko. That was what I came up with earlier.
Yeah, see again.
Doesn't quite pop the same
way. It's not great.
But I'll tell you what. Teetering on a mutiny sounds much better than frustration to the point of resignation. It pops a little more.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, that doesn't make it accurate. Lazar's the only one saying it in fairness, but like,
yeah,
that sounds right to me. On Tuesday, we were asking Curran about the locker room. He goes, it's a good locker room. And I go, it is? He goes, yeah, it's a good locker room.
But then he even was like, well, maybe it's just better than
it's
last just year.
No, ultimately, which that's doesn't what mean he got it's good. To. No, it
also,
doesn't at all.
Listening to that response a second time where he's talking about where the locker room's at, he's saying also not mutiny, but he's saying 10% are pulling in the right way, 10% are pulling in the wrong way. 80% are just in the middle. Shouldn't more be towards the right way? It's a month into the season.
One would think.
Isn't 10% doing like buying in kind of low?
Yeah.
And like I think maybe the point was, well, only 10% are going the wrong way. So like that's pretty low, right? It's like, well, only 10% going the right way. Seems
yeah.
The fact that 80% basically it's like you have 80% undecided voters at this point.
80% are like, I just work here. I just collect a check. I'm just going through the motions like, out there every Sunday.
I don't know if I love that.
No, and
that means they're all like so that actually to me does kind of confirm what Evan Lazar said. If you're teetering, that means it could go anywhere. If you have such a vast majority of guys that haven't really picked a lane yet, after another loss, couldn't like all of a sudden it just topples over.
Yeah, and so maybe this is part of Mayo's problem too, because I think Mayo probably agrees with the 10% or whatever that percentage
yeah,
is
yeah.
that are teetering on the mutiny and want the new quarterback. I think Mayo wants that too.
Yeah.
But as I've said a bunch this week, if Jerod Mayo doesn't have a strong locker room and a strong culture, that was the whole idea. The whole idea was what you might sacrifice from a schematic and game planning standpoint, you would get back in a coach who can relate to the modern athlete and a coach who, you know, will be able to build a different kind of culture.
Kind
than
of
what
Dan
Bill,
Campbell it.
Yeah, that, different than what Bill had done for a long time, where it was all about winning with Bill and when you won it was fine. That had fizzled out. So the whole idea was that Mayo would fix that. And is it better than last year? I mean, maybe. I don't even know if that's fully true. And if it is, that's not saying much. If he's not doing that, what exactly is he doing? It's not scheming things up on offense or fixing things on defense and winning games. So what exactly is he getting done?
Yeah, no, it's tough to figure that out. You know, and that's why I think the Miami Dolphins and the banged up Miami Dolphins are really coming at the perfect time. Now, it can kind of right the ship for a little bit. Doesn't mean the season's fine. Like, hey, everybody's great.
Everything's good.
But you kind of can put a little bit of a Band-Aid on things and sort of see where it goes and really do the week-to-week approach. However, the flip side is so much worse, right? Because it is a beatable team. You are the Vegas favorite. They're onto their fourth quarterback. So forget fourth left tackle. Their fourth quarterback, who guy didn't start the season with the team. And so if you lose that game, isn't everything magnified and everything becomes a little bit worse? But like, so wait a minute. We're at home. Tyler Huntley, who couldn't throw for 100 yards last week, they have guys that are probably not thrilled with how things are going there. Jalen Phillips, one of their best defensive players, he's out for the year. And, you know, we lose that game. And also, depending on how it looks, that's a big part of this, too. These last 2 weeks were such a brutal way to lose compared to overtime to the Seahawks. Right. Like, hey, you guys are kind of in it.
Right.
23-20 could have gone either way, and you're on to the next. Like, you're not going to win every game, so on to the next one. But back-to-back non-competitive performances where both the offense and the defense can look in the mirror and be like, yeah, we weren't very good.
It sounds weird to say because, look, let's face it, it's probably not a very good football team, and they have a long way to go, and they need just about everything top to bottom on the roster, and the offense has looked unimaginative. The defense has dropped off a ways. It sounds weird to say knowing all those things, but it is kind of a pivotal game this weekend, and even if it's not like you win the game, you're back in the playoff hunt and you're going to go to a Super Bowl or anything like that. I'm not talking about it from that standpoint.
It's the way things are going. It's the way things are headed right now.
It could really be a mess.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be, and maybe it already is.
It's possible.
But you drop that game, the crowd can turn on a dime. And again, it's only your second home game. And the last home game, there were pretty good vibes going into the game against Seattle, and you played well to your point.
Good vibes.
Overtime.
Yep.
You hadn't had two non-competitive games
against a pretty good Seattle team, as it turns out.
Seattle is good.
Yeah.
I did not think they were going to be good this year. I was wrong. No. That's a good team. That was a fun game on Monday night against the Lions.
They didn't have Kenneth Skywalker playing for them.
No, they did not.
He had three touchdowns last week.
You see his double flip, too?
Oh, my God. What an athlete.
He did the one flip and then flip back over again and then got up and ran.
Too many flips.
It's more flips than I've done.
Yeah, yeah.
In many years.
I would write that into the contract. If I was a GM of a team, I'd be like, knock it off with the flips. I feel like we're talking about teetering.
What are you going to do with?
There's going to be a big flip injury.
What are you going to do with Joe Milton?
J.K. Dobbins to stop flipping in the end zone?
Yeah, but knock it off.
What are you going to do with Joe Milton? You're going to tell him to stop flipping?
No, he can do whatever he wants.
Okay.
That's great.
Backflip is
you
different.
You need that. Yeah, backflip.
Backflip's allowed. Front flip's not so much.
But I just feel like you're kind of playing with fire a little bit. That's a take I've been sitting on, Jones. I didn't know when I was going to be able to unveil it.
You know what?
Too many flips.
I wish you didn't save that for a Friday.
One MVP in baseball and too many flips.
That was a good take, too.
That was a good one. That was a strong one.
Full of it this week.
All the best takes. Right there. So one thing to add here, and we'll talk to Van Pelt shortly here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. We still have This Week in Review coming your way, 12:45-ish.
It is a good week.
Keefe's Keys.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Keys to Patriots and Dolphins, Keys. 1 o'clock sharp.
That's right.
Grab bag, so we're jam-packed here going forward.
Show's over.
Or basically, it's in the books.
Basically, the weekend.
Yep. I'm basically at home, sitting in my underwear, ready to watch college football tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a report out there. I don't know how we feel about the reporting of this individual.
Who is it?
Jason LaCanfora. He's got a
out.
He's got a report that Tyquan Thornton is being shopped around the league.
The Patriots, Tyquan Thornton?
Teams have been informed.
They're shopping him?
That if you want Tyquan Thornton, he can be had.
Imagine
teams were informed, not teams were calling.
Can you imagine if you're...
Let me get the reporting right.
What does it say?
They've let teams know that Tyquan Thornton is available.
Can you imagine if Alex Van Pelt, he's going to join us soon. If Elliot Wolf called another team, like, hey, guys, just want to let you know.
Just so you know.
Tyquan Thornton is available. they would laugh and they would say, what are you really calling for?
Yeah.
No, that's...
No, what do you want?
What do you want? Like, is there somebody yet you want to talk about for real? Yeah, no, Tyquan Thornton.
No, Tyquan's available.
Elliot, quit messing with the phones. I can only talk to one person at a time here. Like, what are you doing? Quit playing games on the phone. This is a serious business. Guys, Tyquan Thornton's available.
Tyquan Thornton is... teams have been informed.
Like, okay.
Teams...
It's like, are you just telling us you're going to cut him in a week?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you want a pick? Can I get a pick?
He shouldn't be playing. I feel... Is KJ Osborne available?
Would you take... They're all available. Would you want a... Would a team take...
Let me just start by saying no. No, they would not.
Pick swap, like a Tyquan and a seventh for your sixth?
No.
Yeah, why?
I don't think so. I think maybe a conditional seventh, but like what are the conditions and they won't be met? And like,
I know he wasn't.
That's literally taking nothing. It's just saving face.
I know
that's
he wasn't.
Saving face to say you got something for him. We'll do a conditional pick.
Yeah.
And the condition is he has 100 catches and then it conveys and we don't even want the pick. We just want to be able to say we traded him. We didn't just outright cut
him. This is what you do.
Terrible.
Hey, do you guys have an offensive lineman you're about to cut? You do? Do you want Thornton instead?
Sure.
Maybe a team trades Thornton.
Yeah, actually, no. We're going to keep that guy. Actually, hang on. We were going to cut him, but now that you mentioned it.
Now that you want him.
Now we'll hold on to this guy.
I know he wasn't drafted as high, but worse than N'Keal Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Worse, yeah.
Yeah. Less productive, worse player. Let me tell you, though, this speaks to Elliot Wolf probably was part of that draft pick. Not to let Bill off the hook for
it. Tyquan Thornton was?
Well, if they're trying to get... Keith. If it was Bill's pick...
Oh,
this
is
another one of like Bill's.
He's sent him on the highway.
You cut him,
down
no problem.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you might be right.
You're like, he wouldn't even be on the roster. You'd be like, get this bum out of my face. Get him off the team. He doesn't do anything. I never wanted him in the first place. Bill walked into a meeting at the last second. We were like, ooh, you know who we like? George Pickens. And you know who we like? All these other receivers that went in that territory.
Yeah.
We like those guys.
Yeah.
And Bill walked in and goes, no, Tyquan Thornton, that's the pick. If it were one of those draft picks, he'd be long gone.
It's an all-time draft.
They wouldn't be trying to get anything. Oh, this is a
2022.
It was strange.
Why did Bill Belichick get fired? 2022, Cole Strange in the first round.
Yep.
Tyquan Thornton in the second.
Nice.
Marcus Jones, third round.
I like
Useful
him.
Useful enough.
I like him, but I would say it's not a great pick. At bare minimum, it's a useful player, like you said, but that's not like a home run pick.
Jack Airport Jones.
That guy can play a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Make some business decisions, but he can
Pierre
play.
Strong.
He's on the Browns.
Bailey Zappi.
Yep, I do like Zappi. He's on the
Kevin Harris.
That's future Super Bowl champion Bailey Zappi. Yep. Kevin Harris is on your practice squad.
Sam Roberts from the Jim and Sam show.
Sam Roberts. I recognize that name, but I don't. Yeah. I think he's still on an NFL roster. So
Jason Hines.
That one I don't remember.
Still awaiting his
Jason
NFL debut.
Hines?
Yeah,
that sounds like a bad porno actor's name.
And Andrew Stuber. So neither of the last two have played a game.
Nice.
In the NFL, but that's unbelievable. You have maybe one guy in Marcus Jones who can kind of play. Maybe.
I thought they drafted a kicker. That wasn't the Rohrwasser year?
It was the year before.
Okay.
No, Rohrwasser was...
That was a good pick.
He was 2 years early. He was 2020.
Oh, got it. Sorry.
That was Duggar Uche Jennings. But that was the year. Then they also got Onwenu in that draft, but they took two swings at tight ends that both sucked. Asiasi and Keene, both
got
in the third round,
well,
and
you're,
then the kicker.
The crappy draft picks run together. All this would tell me, and Curran said this before, Wolf should not be exempt from like all of the bad personnel decisions. Apologies to the Wolfpack.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, he was in there.
He should not be exempt. And this the fact he is shopping Tyquan Thornton and won't just cut his ass.
Yeah.
tells you he probably is invested in that pick in some way, shape, or form. He had a belief in Tyquan Thornton.
Because wasn't Groh coming up like, if you want fast guys,
he did
you
say that.
Draft fast guys.
And he did say that. Team. He is, but I mean, who's calling the shots in personnel? Yeah, right. I just think we blame Bill for all of it, and I have, and Bill's obviously the one who called the shots on those picks.
Yeah.
But I bet Wolf was on board with that.
He might have,
based on how they're acting.
Now, maybe Drake May will be good, and we kind of like Christian Gonzalez, but the five previous first-round picks to that,
yep.
Cole Strange, Mac Jones, N'Keal Harry, Isaiah Wynn, Sonny Michel. And everyone's like, I don't know, Bill did pretty good when he found on Wenu. Those are the first-round picks.
I hear a Pro Bowler, and I hear a Super Bowl champion in there.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, a two-time Super Bowl champion in Sonny Michel.
Oh, did he win?
I think he won
with the
Rams, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I thought he did.
Okay, a couple of rings. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad if you have them.
That's a Pro Bowler and Mac Jones and a two-time champ in Sonny Michel, I think.
You might be right. Yeah, but that's not great.
Okay.
That's not great.
So their drafting is poor.
Speaking of drafting, yes. Caden Wallace.
Oh, on IR.
On IR.
Nice.
So he and Andrews, Bentley. What a rough go.
Our guy Hunter Henry is a captain now.
Love that. Love that for Hunter. We can ask him about what that means
Hunter,
on Monday.
Hunter, you're a captain now. What's up with that mutiny? What's up with that?
Mutiny? How you feeling?
Yeah, you're a captain now. Why is there a mutiny going on?
Also, I'm playing fantasy again this week because I really screwed my roster over.
That sounds like a mistake.
No, it is. There's nobody available. It's a barren wasteland. There's no good tight ends anymore. What happened to the golden age of the tight end?
You didn't get on the Tucker Kraft bandwagon? You didn't do that?
I didn't get him. No, somebody had.
I feel like just the
60 times because they were down 20.
I feel like the Kraft, like, you're a craft beer guy. I feel like all kinds of fantasy nickname opportunities there, and you didn't do it.
I should have got him, but no, I didn't have the high enough waiver priority.
Not
with
high
the Patriots.
Enough for Tucker Kraft.
Nope, gets snapped up on me.
That's tough. As we await Alex Van Pelt, we can get to this week's matchup: Patriots and Dolphins. What's the matchup that jumps out to you in this game, Keith?
I would say it is the Patriots offensive line, whatever version of it, versus the Dolphins defensive line, which is certainly not this great force by any means, but just it's another week where I think things are starting to go the other way, where before it was like, oh my God, Jacoby Brissett's doing so much. Can you believe Jacoby Brissett's, getting what he even is out of this? I don't know. There's some stats coming out that he has more time to throw than is being let on. And like they've actually kind of patched it together where you'll never confuse it with a good offensive line. Don't confuse what I'm saying, but better than what the quarterback is doing behind him.
Yeah, right.
So if it's another week where
quarterback,
he's getting hit, but he's holding the ball forever.
Right.
And if the time isn't at the bottom of the league, I think it was in the top 10 as far as quarterbacks having time to throw. As crazy as that sounds, so that would just be another sort of, for me, reason why you could go to Drake May is because it's not just everybody around Brissett. It might be Brissett that's holding this offense back as much as, if not more, than anything else.
Well,
so I'll take the line play.
That's certainly how people in the locker room feel,
yeah.
Hence the teetering of a mutiny. The Verizon matchup brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots. Here's the one for me. Don't be the defense that lets Tyreek Hill get going without Tua.
Yep.
Don't. You're supposed to be a good defense. Some people coming into the year felt this was a top five defense in the league. They look great week one against Cincinnati. Since then, they've been very pedestrian. You can't keep quarterbacks in the pocket. You're allowing big plays down the field. But this is a terrible offense. As bad as your offense is, this is a worse offense, how they've been playing without Tua. Don't be the team that lets Tyreek Hill get going. And Mike McDaniel's been struggling. That offense has been struggling without Tua. Don't be the team that lets him find his stride. Because the one thing that's going to beat you, Keith, in this game is a guy like Tyreek Hill popping a big play or two.
A
long touchdown to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, they
could be a huge difference in a game like this. Neither team can score. And they have this guy who's a huge play waiting to happen. You have to be able to take him away. Other teams have taken him away.
What do you do with
other bad teams? Tennessee is a terrible team. Other teams have taken him away.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I don't love it.
That's not a good match to me.
I was going to say Jonathan Jones might be the only guy that could kind of keep up with him. Nobody's as fast as Tyreek Hill, but Jones is fast.
Christian Gonzalez shut him down last year.
Was it him?
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
No, but
he
was
had
it
a pick on it?
Was it Gonzalez though?
Yeah,
who actually
Gonzalez
shut him down?
Shut down.
Okay,
Tyreek Hill.
Maybe I'm wrong. That does not feel like a pure burner like that, and Tyreek Hill does not feel like the best match.
Well,
for
any player
Christian
like
Gonzalez.
That was always the when like, we would do this game. Even if you had like Steph Gilmore in his prime, it was like, give him a little safety help. Like, just be like, let him be physical with him in the first 10 yards, but you're going to need somebody back there to prevent the 80-yard bomb.
I don't think anybody can stay man-to-man with Tyreek Hill.
I don't think Snoop can get him the ball.
Well,
like,
that's
he
fair.
Legit can't.
That's
like
fair.
So, I mean, you don't, if you're playing with fire, if you kind of like give him that, but there were a couple times last week where Tyreek Hill would have had a touchdown if it was a average quarterback.
Oh, yeah. No, if Huntley, he was wide open for like an 80-yard, 75, 80-yard touchdown last week, and Huntley missed him. So don't be the team that lets him get going. There's another matchup to keep an eye on, along with the offensive line and how they protect Brissett. If they do a good job protecting him, there's no Jalen Phillips on the other side, as you said. They do a good job protecting him. He's got time to throw. Maybe that ushers in a quarterback change. These are all things we can talk about with Alex Van Pelt, the offensive coordinator of the Patriots on Patriots Friday.
He might be catching up on that Catch 22 podcast.
Well, you know what?
He'll be watching that right now.
He could be doing that. He was scheduled to join us about 10 minutes ago. And I'll tell you, maybe is the mutiny underway? Like, I hate to say it, but like,
you can't be doing a phone interview if there's a mutiny happening.
Are they dealing with pitchforks? Are they dealing with
torches? Hiding under his desk?
Yeah, is he like, hey, I got to call Jones and Keefe, but like, there's an ongoing mutiny here.
Yeah, we can put these fires out.
They stormed into my office. Yeah. They're on their way to Elliot Wolf's office.
It's possible.
Next up, it's Jonathan and Robert.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk to Alex Van Pelt whenever he has some time with all the happenings over there at Gillette.
Hey, we get it.
And we do have this week in review.
Yeah.
Pending an appearance by Alex Van Pelt. We'll see. What's next?
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, it is time for our Week in Review on Jones and Keefe WEEI. If Patriots offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt calls in, we will obviously get to him. He was scheduled to join us today.
Yeah, you hope there's...
Part of our coordinator series.
You hope the mutiny, it didn't go from teetering on a mutiny to now full-blown mutiny down there.
It's a new part of Patriots Friday this year. We've never done it before, but we are rotating through the coordinators, and maybe Van Pelt was like, I'm sorry, I thought it was a one and done. Because we've already talked to Van Pelt, we talked to Covington, and last week we talked to Jeremy Springer.
Oh, he thinks he's out. He's like, I did it the one time.
Yeah. And not to rank the guys. I wouldn't do that. But it would go Springer, Van Pelt, Covington.
Not
to rank them.
Not that we want to do that, but if we were to rank them, it would certainly be Jeremy Springer by a lot. Van Pelt kind of in the middle by default.
Good thing we're not doing that.
And then Covington,
no,
I'd say at the bottom by quite a bit, although he didn't do the unit conversation. We got to get to the bottom of that unit conversation he had yesterday.
Oh, hell yeah.
I didn't know there was going to be call and response with the
you guys know me. I'm DeMarcus Covington. What do I always say?
I don't know.
All right, and I've been saying to you guys, we're good as a what?
Team?
Unit.
Yeah. I was going to say team.
You always say that.
Second time he asked, somebody says team.
Team.
Is
a group? Strength in numbers?
Well, then.
What do I always say?
Some women?
Guys, what do I... But also the women, too.
Unit as a unit.
Right, unit.
What?
Sure, yeah.
What do I always say? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. It was the first time I heard
I wasn't in the meetings.
The first time you met with us, I don't know.
It's really hard to say. All right, so this is stuff from the week, including, it is, of course, October. The calendar is flipped. It is the spooky season. And we learned a little something about Jones this week.
Oh, yeah. You know Kat and I met at a Halloween party?
No way.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You had a mask on?
You was salt, she was pepper.
No, 100% covered face.
There you go. I knew it had to be something.
No chance otherwise. Covered face.
What were you, seriousness, what costume did you have and what costume did she have?
I was Keith Stone. Do you remember the Keystone Light guy?
Yeah.
I was Keith Stone.
Keith Stone.
I literally was standing there with a 30-pack of Keystone on my shoulder. Yeah. She's like, can I have a beer? I'm like, this is killing me.
Look at
that. I'm like, this thing is so heavy. Absolutely,
you made. She thought you worked there.
Yeah. She's like, are you the help?
Lifetime movie.
Are you the help? Can I have a Keystone Light, please?
How'd you meet your wife? Oh, I got her real drunk. I got her hammered. We split a 30 rack.
I had my face covered. She was hammered.
What was she? Do you remember?
Yeah, she was Flashdance.
Flashdance.
Mm-hmm.
It was a match made in heaven. How about that? Keith Stone is a throwback.
You want to talk about not expecting to meet any girls at a Halloween party? Yeah. You dress as Keith Stone with Keystone Light.
You know what would be a good costume is the Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good costume. Did you see when they did the SNL, Shane Gillis did like an SNL version of it? Unbelievable.
Real dark.
Real dark.
No, I heard about it because I heard you and Fitzy talking about it one night. I got to go watch this.
Yeah, Limu, Emu.
Darker than you would have expected.
And Doug.
It's great. Keith Stone. They stopped doing that. Ad campaign, right?
I don't know how much marketing Keystone does these days, but they were hot in the streets at the time. Yeah.
Speaking of hot in the streets, we had a good amount of soup talk on the day. It was inspired by the Greg Hill Show. They were talking about soup, but then I guess no excuses. We also were talking about soup.
I worked for a long time in restaurants. I'm one of the few people I know that was demoted from busboy to dishwasher at the North Troy Village restaurant in North Troy, Vermont. We had a French onion soup on the menu.
Yeah, I like a French onion
soup. It's delicious. It's great. Yep. I like ordering it.
Sure.
As a, from the dishwasher's perspective.
Oh, you know cheese on there. Oh, well, you know that, like, yeah.
Why do you even refer nightmare. To that bowl? Like, well, it's like a curved bowl where, like, the cheese gets, like, underneath it? Yeah, is that what it is?
Would you call it a croc?
Is it a croc? Yes. So the cheese
That's
gets
a
under
nightmare.
There? Oh, it was the
Do you
worst.
Have a special tool, or are you going to use, like, your nails?
I would use, like, a steel wool from time to time, but you get your nails in under there. Yeah, I would scream. When they're like, oh, we got four French onions, I would scream in the kitchen. I'm not even joking. I'd be like, why? What are we doing? Why?
It's a popular item. It was a popular item.
Yeah, but I can see that being a nightmare.
Because, yeah. Like, the part of the charm of that is there's so much cheese that it melts and sticks and, like, becomes part of the croc.
You think it's a soup. Very easy to clean. Wrong. Nightmare. No, my biggest nightmare.
Yeah, no, that is bad. Because you can't be sending it back out there. And they're like, that ain't my cheese. That's old cheese.
That's old.
It doesn't
cheese.
Seem like fresh cheese that was just melted on top there. Of a piece of bread and it's onions.
Been there a long time.
Just a bowl of onions.
Long time.
Earlier this week, on Patriots Monday, in fact, we had the pleasure to talk with Devon Godshaw, and he had this to say about what's going on defense.
We just all got to be on the same page, man. I mean, we got guys, you know, just being honest. We got guys just, you know, some guys just kind of being like kind of selfish, you know, because guys, I get it. I mean, we're down, guys want to make plays. I get it, but, you know, everybody got to play as – I'm talking about defense. Everybody has to play at 11, as 11, and everybody got to, you know, sacrifice to do what's best for the team, you know. You know, I know some guys want to make plays when we're down, trying to, you know, get back in the game, but we got to just keep going as a team and play team defense.
Now, that was 4 days pre the mutiny comment, I mean, but still, that was good stuff from Gotcha.
I'd like to give us credit for, like, being very insightful and really
– yeah.
Cracking is a tough nut to crack there, but he really just volunteered that.
We cut out the question, but Jones basically said, how are you? And then he's like, well, let me explain to you how selfish
hey,
the
Devon,
defense is.
What's up this week? How you doing? And he's like, oh, we're both a selfish a-holes.
He's like, I'll be honest.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was like, I wish I could say we drew that
doesn't
out of
him. Doesn't
matter. He just answered it.
Doesn't matter.
No, he just flew right in. But in some ways, you know, we're the newsbreakers here, Keith, because that's been the storyline all week.
I got some news to break for you.
Oh?
I believe, I feel confident in this.
It's a scoop?
He won't be on the show next week.
What do you mean?
Is that fair? He won't be on.
Monday guest Gonzo.
Do you think we'll ever get him again?
Yes.
Okay. I hope so.
He
was great.
I heard him on Middays all last football season. He's a guy who was willing to say stuff.
I think he's
easily, if we want to rank Patriots players, Keith.
Well, no, we're not going to do that.
Not that we would ever do that.
Godshaw won.
But if you wanted to, Godshaw definitely number one.
I'm not going to sit here and rank the players. That's not fair to them. Godshaw won.
Space. How many are there? And then I can give you the number for Gonzalez.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I bet we talked to him on Monday.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry and Gonzo.
Dollars to
lock
donuts.
It in.
It's Christian Gonzalez.
Dietrich Wise, let's be honest, this week.
Better.
Better than last week.
You felt bad about not answering the Niners
No,
question?
I don't.
You think that's what it was?
Nope. He's riding high. He's got sacks back-to-back week.
Is that what it
He's
is?
He's looking for a third sack in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Never done that before.
No. Yeah, that's a no.
I don't know. Maybe you never know what these guys are dealing with off the field. Maybe he had a bad day. Maybe he got in a bad argument with somebody.
I told you. He sees the opponent on the other side. He sees the 49ers. He's like, I can't possibly like them.
No, I hate
it was last week. And so I didn't even bother asking his favorite Dolphin this week.
No.
But it probably would have been Mark Clayton.
You don't think it would have been Mercury Morris? He's like, I loved when he used to do that celebration. Gotta be like, yeah, we're the only undefeated team. We're the best team ever. We love all that
Popping
stuff.
Champagne in the sky, Mercury Morris.
So this week was also highlighted by the Boston Bruins. Press conference with Neely and Sweeney and Montgomery and Jacobs. And we literally, right before it started, were like, oh, they're probably going to talk about the roster cuts. No, this was an opportunity for Cam Neely to scream about the negotiations between their side and Jeremy Swayman.
Since you say you were surprised, Cam, can you share any of the specifics here, be it what his ask is in terms of dollars or term?
Well, I don't want to get into the weeds with what his ask is, but I know that I have 64 million reasons why I'd be playing right now.
He's a dead man that hit me with the salt shaker.
We haven't seen Kim really that upset in quite some time. Let's see, was that a diner in wherever that was? I don't know what state they were at that point.
Yeah,
they're on the road. They were heading to Vail.
They were Providence.
Providence, there's a lot of states you drive by between Providence and Vail.
Providence and Vail. That's where they were going, Vail?
Yeah, that's where they were, right? At the end of Dumb and Dumber? Vail.
Is that in Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay, then Colorado, yeah.
Is that Aspen?
Yeah.
No, Aspen.
There's Aspen.
Aspen.
Aspen is what
Same thing.
Saying.
It's the same.
Same diff.
It's a pretty nice little spot out there.
Yeah.
I think I started a movement this week, what I'm looking for quarterback-wise.
I think you started a lot of movements.
I sure did.
Yeah. What was this one?
Thanks to Northeast Men's Health. You and I want Drake May.
A-B-B.
But you can't possibly want Brissette. Knock it off with the Brissette stuff. But even the people that don't want Drake May to play, they're so worried about Drake May's future. They've never been so concerned about another person outside of their family and their lives. But they want to protect Drake May at all costs. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. They want to save Drake May from himself, Jones. They want to save him. But can't we all agree that Jacoby Brissett should never take another snap for the New England Patriots? Can I get an amen?
Can't we all
Can I get along?
Amen? Please. Yeah. Unifying.
I don't want to see him play anymore. I'm sick of it. It's 4 weeks into the season. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah. You know what? If he wants to help old ladies across the street, I'm sure he'd be wonderful.
He's
with that.
The best.
I don't know what his marital status is. You want him to
date a friend
of yours?
Sure.
Great. Help an old lady across the street.
Sleep with my wife.
Wonderful. We'll sign him up for
anything. Too much. Too much. I've done too much.
You want to walk that back?
I'm taking that one back. Dump that, Nick.
Put the genie back in the bottle.
Dump that. Right, we had to go in, remove it from the Twitch chat.
Yeah. Joining us on the phone is Alex Van Pelt.
Alex, what's going on out there?
Alex.
Do you also agree ABB? Sleep with my wife!
Alex Van Pelt, a little aggressive. What is Jacoby's marital status again, and what's going on there?
Yeah. As of right now, he is the starting quarterback still for your New England Patriots.
That's all right. I'm getting a little worried about Alex Van Pelt, a little bit.
We have an hour left.
I'm just getting a little worried what's going on at Gillette right now. He's supposed to join us 25 minutes ago. Like, what's going on? Is the mutiny in? Have they consumed the offensive coordinator's office?
See if he can do Monday, Laney, because we have Keefe's keys, grab bag, and then the crossover. So he's we probably need to see if he can do Monday.
Booked. We are kind of booked. I guess we could probably squeeze him in.
Yeah. Kind of busy because. Oh, what does that sound, Jones?
It sounds like some keys.
Keys to the Dolphins.
It sounds like some keys for Patriots and Dolphins. Look at this. They just zoomed in on Mike. Zoom in on that again.
Brian.
Look at this pathetic.
No, you're doing all right.
I found new keys to bring in, and I forgot to bring them. We have a guest set of keys that I meant to bring in.
Guest keys?
Guest keys, yeah.
What, you got a shed or something?
No, just if guests are in town.
Keys to the apartment. Yeah, right.
You guys are out about. Yeah, sister-in-law. Yeah. You know, if any of them are in town. Hand those things out. They don't sound like those puppies. Keefe, you want the real inside scoop.
We got a bunch this week
on Patriots and Dolphins. You're gonna before you make any bets.
Before you lock
anything in.
Don't do anything yet.
Make sure you stay tuned for Keefe's Keys. It's the highlight of the week, and it's next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.